Radio Rage, voix de jeunes, une radio libre pour une parole libre.
Well, what can I say? As its name says it quite clearly, Nakba means catastrophe, and it is a catastrophe and a terrible tragedy for the Palestinian people. And I'm really so upset about that. Well, what can I say? This has been going on for quite a long time, as you know. I'm really, in this particular moment, I think what it represents is basically the fact that the world seems to be completely tied up by this tragedy. Why is it tied up? It takes just one power, the United States of America, through its weird president, actually, to destroy and to question what has been decided and what has been signed up through the United Nations, that Jerusalem should stay, Al-Quds for us, should stay on an international status for the time being until it is solved in terms of what is it going to happen in terms of the negotiations with Palestinians and the Israelis. Obviously, the Israelis are blaming it on the Palestinians, but that's very easy to blame the victims, as we know. Now, it seems to me that it's getting worse and worse, because the whole thing seems to be driven up by economy, by money. And the Europeans, although they are quite aware that this shouldn't happen, really. This tragedy shouldn't happen, and they should abide by the agreement that was done in terms of the question of Palestine and Israel. They seem to be quite, excuse the term, but wet. They talk about violences, about violence in Gaza, but it isn't violence, because when you say violence, what does it mean? It means that both people, the Palestinians, the Gazawis, and the Israelis, are put almost on the same terms, on an equality basis, and it isn't the case at all, because we know who. It's a massacre. Let's call it by its name. It's a massacre. And when I was listening to the news today on France 24, for example, these terms of violence, as even Macron has mentioned the word violence, 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 it's very easy to hide behind such a neutral term. It's not even neutral, because it means putting them on the same terms. It's so easy to say that, but it isn't. It isn't, and the whole world knows it. But apart from probably, I think the worst thing at the moment is the fact that the Arab countries are absolutely pathetic. And I'm not excluding anyone of them. All of them, they are pathetic. Because because for obviously money and economic reasons and geostrategical position, they're not reacting. And they are the first to be blamed for this tragedy anyway, because they are the ones who pushed the Palestinians to leave their country. So that's what I have to say. And I'm really so upset, and I would like to send this message to our Palestinians, brothers and sisters, friends as well. Not only that, but there are a lot of other people, not Palestinians, but who are very active. Even among the Jewish people, there are some who are quite right about the situation, and they're saying what they think as well. Basically, they're on the side of the Palestinians. So all what I have to say is that I feel so ashamed to belong to an Arab country, even though I don't consider Algeria as an Arab country. But I'm so ashamed to have to say that. And I'm so ashamed by the fact that I feel myself as an individual and as a representative of a women's association in Algeria, I feel tied up and I feel completely useless. However, in spirit and with all my heart, I want to send this message to my dear friends in Sheffield, the solidarity campaign, Friends of the Palestinian Solidarity Campaign, and Mushir Al-Farah, who is leading that association. I'm sending you all my support, and I'm wholeheartedly with you. And I would like to thank Raj, which is a fantastic association of the Algerian youth, very active both politically and socially, etc. And I'm grateful that they have arranged this communication throughout the world to be able to communicate with everybody who seeks peace and the resolution of this terrible conflict that is going on for 70 years. And thank you.
Radio Rage, voix de jeunes, une radio libre pour une parole libre.